Thank you. Babaji Maharaj King. So let us just read the translation. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. Lamentation in separation from the great devotees of the Lord. He who bore the treasure of divine love and who is filled with compassion and mercy wears such a personality as Advaita Acharya or Srinivas Acharya generally gone. Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki. So devotees, today is the disappearance day of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And we will recite some biographical accounts, descriptions of his life and his pastimes and his amazing example of pure devotional service. First of all, some prayers. Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasthad Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Shunyavani Prasthityadesha Parane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakap Trulubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha. Patitana Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Go Premanande. And let us recite the special prayer, pranam mantra to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Gauravir Bhava Bhumes Twam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Boma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is respected by the entire Vaishnav community, and who discovered the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. Hare Krishna. So, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj appeared in this world roughly around 1750 by our Western calculations. Roughly 1750. We say roughly because, you know, it's interesting how we're so much into photos and pictures showing exactly what something or someone looks like. But we see in the histories of our great acharyas, you don't really find, you know, like really very precisely done paintings of any of them. Even Lord Chaitanya, there's one painting and some say this is what he looked like, but who knows? And there are paintings of so many great devotees, Narottam Das Thakur, the six Goswamis, etc., etc. But they're very rough. So these types of things, including, in many cases, dates of appearance, disappearance, and different events, it seems these things were really not very carefully noted down, recorded. Probably because they were just not worried about such things. So we say approximately 1750, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj passed away in a village, in a remote village, the name of which we are also not aware of, in the area called Tangail, in the district of Mayaman Singh, which, yes, that's a town, Mayaman Singh, in what is today Bangladesh. Not just part of West Bengal, like the places of Lord Chaitanya, or the main places at least. It's, you know, you've got to go into Bangladesh, it's a bit of a thing. So, yes, And his background was as follows. Srila Baladev Vijayabhushan's initiated disciple was Uddhava Das Babaji. His initiated disciple was Madhusudan Das Babaji. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj accepted Babaji initiation from this Madhusudan Das Babaji. According to one book, sort of historical type book, Jagannath, the Diksha Guru of Jagannath Das Babaji was one Jagadananda Goswami of Sringarvat. Anyway, that's all. These are approximations. So, yes, 1750 he appeared. And the earlier years, there are not so many descriptions of what he did, where he went, and so on. There are some things. We will recount some histories here, some interesting stories, timings of which, again, are approximations if they're even sort of mentioned at all. So here's some stories. He was born in a family of milkmen. Yes, they kept cows. As a youth, he had very little academic education. He spent most of his time, in his younger days at least, in what is now Bangladesh. His speech was, of course, he would speak in Bengali, but in an indistinct, broken fashion. This is what they say. Even so, he was characterized by a very simple, easygoing nature. Yes. And as he became a little more prominent in the Vaishnav community, he moved to Navadvip, and he would move between Navadvip and Vrindavan. And he would stay. Later on, he moved to Navadvip, and he would stay in Navadvip. So in a sort of middle age, that sort of period into his early old age, he was basically living in Vrindavan. And there are definitely some interesting incidents. Some interesting incidents from Vrindavan. Let me tell you one, that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, when he was living in Vrindavan, he would sometimes, he was a prominent Vaishnav, he was a Babaji, and generally the devotees, at least like the sannyasis or the leaders in the Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav community, generally they were Babajis, and he was a Babaji, and he became fairly prominent. But so he at certain points he would go into Vrindavan town, into the what is called in the local vernacular or dialect, whatever, the Bangi area. The Bangis are the streets, are the sweepers. They're generally, in English they call them the sweepers. But one of the main things they do is clean out the toilets, which are normally sort of holes in the ground, which fill up after a while. And the Bangis go in and empty them. Yeah, so it's just, well, anyway, it's like that. And in Vrindavan, there's also a Bangi area. So, from time to time, he would go and beg roti from the Bangis in the Bangi area. This is, you know, they call it madukari. And even today, it goes on to some degree. We have also done that sometimes, I mean, not in the Bangi areas, but just, you know, in some sacred places like Chiksoli Gram, Varshana area, Dina Bandhu Prabhu, and we also do it sometimes. Walk through the village, just calling out, roti, 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 and they come out. Some come out with rotis and the little sabji, as we mentioned, was it yesterday? Roti, little sabji. Yeah, pretty spicy sabji too. So he was doing madukari sometimes in the Bangi area, and in those days, the Vaishnav community, including the Gaudiya Vaishnav community, they were still very caste conscious. You know, it's still there. Not as much as it was at all, but it's still there. But in those days, you know, we're probably talking about, 200 years ago, or even a little more than 200 years ago, maybe the later 1700s. That's a while ago. And the caste consciousness was really deeply ingrained. So some of the other devotees approached Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and advised him not to do that. That, you know, these people, the Bangis, they're low caste, they're low class, and they're just, you know, you just shouldn't do that. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's response was that when Lord Krishna was present here, there's a pastime in which he asked 88,000 sages to take birth in Vrindavan, and they were born as Bangis. So these Bangis today, I mean on that day 200 years ago, they're descended from those Bangis, and they're always serving the dust of Vrindavan, smearing it over their bodies. So they're very sacred people, and I will continue accepting roti from them from time to time. Yes, that's an interesting pastime that took place. So then after some time, he moved to Navadvip, and there's a number of pastimes we know of there. In one pastime, some rich people came to Navadvip. This is basically in Navadvip town, or the surrounding, I mean, immediate surrounding areas. And, well, if you're familiar, are you familiar with Navadvip? Do you know where Jagannath Das Babaji's Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi are? Just right on the edge of a little branch of the Ganges in the northern part of Navadvip town, close to the end of the town. So his Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi are there. And like we said, he had become a well-known person, sadhu, and in those days, and even now, but particularly in those days, the sadhus, oh, the people wanted the blessings from the sadhus so much. So one day, there's a famous story, actually, that one day some rich people came on pilgrimage. Maybe they were Calcutta wallahs. And they approached Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj himself. He was just sitting there, just very humbly, just no garland or any of the, you know, sort of nice things which are offered to sadhus often and very regularly. Just the small fellow, elderly by that time. And they asked him, where is Siddha Baba? Because these people, these sadhus, it's a very commonly used term, Siddha Baba. It means they're considered to have reached perfection. In his case, of course, it was true. So they approached him, just sitting there like some, basically like some ordinary little fellow. Where is Siddha Baba? And he replied, I don't know any Siddha Baba. And then they realized their mistake. And they asked him, could you please do a miracle? And then he said, I cannot do miracles. Then they're sort of, you know, just hanging around. And suddenly, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, sitting on the ground, he picked up a stick and started beating the ground, like fiercely, bashing the ground. And these people became frightened. And they thought, oh gosh, we've offended him. You know, we came in and asked, where's Siddha Baba? Like, you know, we're not taking him seriously, or something like that. Now we apparently take him seriously. He's angry with us. So they they apologized to him. They thought he was offended. They apologized to him. And he said, No, it wasn't nothing to do with you. Please don't worry. And he said, there was a goat eating one of the tulsi plants at the samadhi of Lokanath Goswami, and I had to chase him away. So, okay, the people moved away and just, you know, on their way out. And they're thinking, because they're devotees and they knew those places. And they were asking each other, where's the samadhi of Lokanath Goswami? And one of them said, well, it's in Vrindavan. Vrindavan town, which is where it is. It's not, there's nothing that I'm aware of dedicated to him in Navadvip Mandala. So they thought, was he referring, was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj saying that he was chasing away a goat from Lokanath Goswami Samadhi in Vrindavan? Is it possible? So they sent a telegram that Samadhi is in the grounds of the Radha Gokulananda temple. Actually, it's Bhajan Kutia and Samadhi in one. So they sent a telegram to the the Babaji's, the Pujaris, who are running that Radha Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan, and asked, was there a goat eating a tulsi plant by Lokanath Goswami, his samadhi today? And they got a telegram back shortly after that, yes, there was one goat eating the tulsi plant, but suddenly it just ran away. And then they understood it. That this Jagannath Das Babaji is really a Siddha Baba. One time, well, he had an assistant whose name was Bihari, who was big. He was a big, strong man. And even later on, he served him for 40 years until Jagannath Das Babaji passed away at the age of plus or minus something like 130 or 140. Again, obviously, no one really knows, but he was really old, extremely old. So this Bihari Das, one time, Bihari became very sick, some sort of fever, you know, some one of these mysterious diseases that people just die from. So some important doctor came and told Jagannath Das it's too late to save him. He's gone. He's on the way out. Nothing I can do. So Jagannath Das Babaji gave Bihari one tulsi leaf, put it in his mouth, and sat there and chanted and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In 30 minutes, Bihari Das was back to normal, completely, totally back to normal. One day, Jagannath Das Babaji asked Bihari to read Chaitanya Charitamrita to him. Bihari was illiterate. He had never learned how to read or write, so he basically tried to excuse himself that, you know, I'm sorry, I cannot read or write. And I think, you know, I think many of you have seen at least the Bengali alphabet, and you know, if you've been to Mayapur, it's pretty fancy type of script. And Bihari tried to excuse himself and say, you know, I can't read, I'm sorry, I'd be very happy to, but I just can't do it. And Jagannath Das Babaji said, can you please try? So he thought, okay, I'll try. And he picked up Chaitanya Charitamrita and found he could just read it. Just like that. He was just reading and reading. It was very amazing. Actually, I want to sort of diverge. Where am I going to? Yeah, diverge a little. Back to Vrindavan. I'm sorry, we're going back in time a little. So he lived there for many years and performed bhajan there. One day he asked Bihari to can you please find me a deity? I want a deity. I want to worship a deity. Gone a time. So Bihari went out and found someone who sponsored a deity. I mean, deities of Gorna Tai. He brought them back. And Jagannath Das Babaji was, he started worshipping Gorna Tai. And they were such beautiful deities. They looked like they were golden. And in fact, they were known as Sona Goranga. Sona meaning gold. Goranga with the Chinanda. So, on the occasion of the installation ceremony, Jagannath Das had Bihari collect donations to feed the Vaishnavas. And this was all happening. This was now at Surya Kund. I don't know if you've been there. It's one of the less visited places, but it's really nice. And there is a Bhajan Kutir of Jagannath Das Babaji there. So Bihari went out to collect, and he collected 3,000 rupees. Can you imagine how much was 3,000 rupees? You know, what would you say? Well over 100 years ago. It's a fortune. It's a fortune, actually. But he collected it, and that was spent to feed the Vaishnavas of Surya Kund and Radha Kund. So it was such a beautiful deity, and it looked like gold. They looked like gold. And in fact, Jagannath Das gave them the names Sona Goranga. They're still in Vrindavan town. Just if you go out of the Gopinath temple straight ahead on the right, a couple of 100 meters. Sona Goranga. Sona Ragor. He called them Golden Goranga. And they looked like gold. So one day, some dacoits who thought they were gold came to steal them. They broke down the temple door in the middle of the night, grabbed whatever they could, including the deities. But they grabbed all sorts of paraphernalia and this and that, plus the deities. As they were running out, the one carrying the deities tripped and fell. And so they left the deities. So then Jagannath Das asked Bihari, please leave these deities in the care of some householders who can look after them and protect them better than we can. So, yeah. So they were taken to the place in, it's called Gopal Bagh in Vrindavan, to that family who's looking after them again. After a while, still in Vrindavan, still at Surya Kund, Jagannath Das Babaji got the idea of worshipping deities again. So again he asked Bihari, please go find me deities. So Bihari got him a Sadbuja Chaitanya deity, Lord Chaitanya with six arms. You know, the bow and arrow of Lord Ram, the flute and something of Lord Krishna, and the kamandalu and staff of Lord Chaitanya. So he started worshipping them in Surya Kund. Worshipped them for 10 years. And then after 10 years, again he told Bihari, to take them and leave them with a Vaishnava family in Vrindavan. So they, Bihari took them in and left them with a family, and they're still being worshipped by the same family. Maybe you've been in to see them. Just as you start going around Nidivan on the left, as you're going, as you're sort of halfway around before the Radharaman temple, they're in a place on the left where you can see, if you look inside, you see a big painting of Jagannath. That's where Sadbuja Chaitanya of Jagannath Das Babaji are. Yes, so so when they were staying in Navadvip, again, back to Navadvip, one time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because the two of them became very close, Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrived at the place of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj with a kirtan party. And together they went across to Mayapur by boat. They went to Mayapur, means across the river, because his place is on the Navadvip town side. There they met another kirtan party. And so the two kirtan parties merged together. And they walked down from the boat ghat, they walked down to the where the birthplace temple of Lord Chaitanya is now, with big kirtan. Jagannath Das Babaji at that point was old, nobody knew how old, but approximately 130. Bihari was carrying him in a basket, suspended from his shoulder, one shoulder. So they arrived at that place where now, of course, is the temple and everything of the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And they arrived there, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was sitting there in the basket, and he could not even sit up straight like some of us, but he really couldn't sit up straight. You know, he was like basically hunchbacked, and he couldn't lift his head up, and his eyes, the skin of his eyelids here, just immediately over the top of the eye, had, due to old age, it had just sort of distended and started hanging down over his eye. And so he couldn't see unless he or Bihari would actually physically lift up the skin. Otherwise he couldn't see. So, when they arrived there, with the two kirtan parties, one was from the Navadvip side, they'd crossed over. The other party was from Vamanpakur, if you know that, the village just further up from the birthplace, where what is it now? The Chankazi Samadhi is, that village there. That's where the other kirtan party had come from, and they sort of met in the middle and then went to this place. And Jagannath Das Babaji, suddenly, he leapt out of the basket. Normally he couldn't walk at all, but he leapt out and started jumping 5 feet into the air. 5 feet. How tall are you? I'm 5'9", 5'9", 5'10". So, you know, this high into the air, it means he really jumped. And this is when he identified this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. What he did when he found it, he, again, with his stick, with a stick, he started beating the ground. This is the place, this is the place. With a resounding crack. Yes. And he pointed out, just nearby, where there was a well, that inside there's a broken mridanga from that time. And the devotees then, someone went down in the well, and they sure enough, they found some remnants, it seems, of a broken mridanga. So, okay, let's carry on. Once, there was one devotee who, he was living in, I mean, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, living in Navadvip, at his place where his Bhajan Kutia is one side, Samadhi is just a few meters away. And one devotee approached him and asked him, can you give me initiation? And which Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj refused. And then the man said, you know, actually I'm from Calcutta. Will you come with me? Can I take you to Calcutta? Jagannath Das Babaji refused. The man came every day for 2 weeks, for 15 days, and begged Jagannath Das Babaji, please come to Calcutta with me. And Jagannath Das said, all right, eventually after 15 days, all right, I will come, but I will not accept any food cooked in your house. So they went to Calcutta. And sure enough, when they got to Calcutta, what happened? Take a guess. Go on. The man's family cooks, whoever they were, the man tried to coax him into accepting some food cooked in the house. Jagannath Das Babaji refused and immediately left the place and went to the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur there in Calcutta and stayed there and accepted prasadam from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur would serve him with his own hand. Prasadam. Yes. And they say, actually, Bihari, there's a record here from Bihari in which he says they would regularly visit each other in Navadvip and Calcutta. Right, so if you go, how many of you have been to the Bhajan Kutia and Samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in Navadvip town? So there's a deity there of Giridhari, just Krishna on his own. Which was worshipped by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He's on the altar there, and there's a couple of other, few other deities. That were also, some of them were also worshipped by Jagannath Das Babaji. But Giridhari was the main one. And from the time Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj received Giridhari until the actual day he left his body. He offered every day 1,000 dandavats to Giridhari, including the day he passed away. Yes. And so he was living there, and there are some nice prasadam pastimes. Yes. So he, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, would not leave remnants. And sometimes, to avoid leaving even a hint of remnants, he would eat the leaf plate also, regularly. He would do that. One time, someone gave him, someone made a donation of 200 rupees. You know, again, it's really quite a lot of money. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj instructed Bihari, go and buy, use all the money, 200 rupees worth of rasgullas. So Bihari got, you know, a lot of rasgullas, really a lot of rasgullas, and came back, you know, with the help of various others, carrying these really a lot of rasgullas. Okay, here are the rasgullas, what now? And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told him, now you distribute them to the animals of Navadvipa. Just the animals, particularly the cows, but other, the dogs also, and just animals. And Bihari asked him that, can I distribute them to the people also? And Jagannath Das Babaji replied, no, don't give one to any of the rascal people. Not one, just the animals. So that was done. One time, a dog that was living there in just sort of around where Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was living, where is Bhajan Kutia and Samadhi are now. Yes. So a dog gave birth to 5 puppies on the bank of the Ganges. If you go to his place, you'll see that his sort of the sitting place is just outside the ashram. You just go through a little gate and it's right there, right on the edge of the Ganges. So the dog was out there, living out there just on the bank of the Ganges, gave birth to 5 puppies. So these little puppies, after a few weeks, they're sort of growing up a little bit, and they would come into the ashram and move around and like that. And when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would take lunch prasadam, when he would take lunch prasadam, then these 5 puppies would come over and, you know, just sort of sit around the plate and try to eat some prasadam. And Bihari would chase them away. At least initially he chased them away. But Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj chastised him and said, take my plate away. I will not eat today because you're offending the animals of the dung. And so from that day on, when Bihari would bring the plate of prasadam for Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told Bihari, bring the dogs. Bring the dogs. And he would eat from the plate while they were eating from the plate also. And he would say, and Bihari would bring the dogs and say, here are the dogs. Babaji Maharaj would say fondly, they are the dogs of the dog. Amazing. So, let's see. Oh, yeah. Let me just read this little paragraph. He once told a professional Bhagavatam reciter, your speaking the Bhagavatam is the same as the business of a prostitute. Those who recite the Bhagavatam as a business are offenders to the holy name, and one should not hear from them. If anyone hears from them, he will simply become degraded. So that gentleman immediately ceased his recitations, and he became a great devotee, living a humble existence in Vrindavan. Yes. Let's see. So in his later years, he would travel by train between Navadweep and Vraj, Mandal. 6 months Navadweep, 6 months Vraj, Mandal area. And here, let me just read this from his biography, which is from Bihari. At the age of 146, when he was getting ready to travel from Navadweep to Radhakund, many Brijvasis and other Vaishnavs went to him to inquire why he was leaving Vrajadham at such an advanced age. In a humble and transcendentally depressed mood, he replied, you can all stay here in Vrajadham because you are all pure Vaishnavas. I am very offensive, and therefore it's better for me to stay at Navadweep. Yes. Gaunatai do not count one's offenses, but here in Vrajadham, offenses are counted and reactions are strictly enforced. So, that was his last trip to Navadweep. A few days after his arrival in Navadweep, on the first day of the new moon in the month of Falgun, a fortnight before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya at the anniversary, he entered the Lord's eternal pastimes. Hare Krishna. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanande. Go.